Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Rachel had gotten into the habit of stopping at thrift stores whenever they had a little extra time, not because she needed anything specific, but because she liked the chance of finding something unexpected. Most visits didn't turn up much, but every once in a while she would come across something useful or interesting enough to justify the stop, and that was enough to keep the habit going. That afternoon, Avery was the one who found something first. She had wandered toward the back of the store where the toys were kept, moving slowly along the shelves, picking things up and putting them back down without much thought. Rachel was a few steps behind her, scanning without really focusing on anything. When Avery stopped and reached for a doll that had been sitting half-hidden between a stack of board games and a plastic bin. It wasn't anything unusual at a glance. The doll looked like it had belonged to another child. Not that long ago, a soft-bodied toy with yarn hair that had started to fray slightly at the ends, and a simple dress that had faded just enough to show it had been washed more than a few times. It wasn't antique, and it wasn't especially unique. It was the kind of thing that blended in unless someone was already looking for it. Rachel took it from Avery for a second, turning it over out of habit. There wasn't anything wrong with it. No damage, no smell, nothing that would normally give her a reason to hesitate. Still, as she held it, there was a brief moment where something didn't sit quite right. It wasn't strong enough to put into words, and it wasn't tied to anything specific she could point to. It felt more like a passing thought than a reaction, the kind of thing that comes and goes before it has time to settle. She almost set it back. Then Avery reached for it again. She held it close, already attached in that quiet, certain way kids have when they've made up their mind. Rachel looked at her for a second, then back at the doll, and whatever hesitation she had felt didn't seem important anymore. It was just an older toy. There was nothing actually wrong with it. So they bought it. By the time they got home, Avery had already settled it into her room as if it had always been there. It ended up on the bed, tucked among the other things she cycled through depending on what she felt like playing with that week. Rachel straightened it once while she was putting clothes away, setting it upright against the pillows so it wouldn't fall, and after that it blended in easily. For the first couple of days, nothing about it stood out. It was just another toy in a room that never stayed completely organized. It shifted slightly from one place to another, depending on what Avery was doing, and Rachel moved it a few times without thinking, placing it back on the bed or setting it aside when she needed the space. There was nothing about it that felt different from anything else in the house. The first time she noticed something didn't line up, she didn't treat it as anything important. She had gone into Avery's room to put away laundry and saw the doll sitting upright near the edge of the bed, instead of where she was sure she had left it earlier. For a moment, she assumed Avery had been in the room and moved it without saying anything. That happened often enough that it didn't stand out. Rachel didn't question it. She finished what she was doing and moved on. The next time she paused a little longer. The doll was on the floor near the dresser, not in a place that didn't make sense, but not where she expected it to be either. Rachel tried to think back to when she had last been in the room and whether she had moved it herself without realizing it. The day had been busy, and it would have been easy to forget something that small. Still, she picked it up and set it back on the bed. Later, she asked Avery if she had been playing with it before school. Avery said she hadn't, and the answer didn't lead anywhere. It wasn't unusual for her to forget what she had done earlier, and it wasn't unusual for Rachel to misremember something like that. For a few more days, that explanation was enough. Then it stopped feeling that way. The changes stayed small, but they kept happening. The doll would be turned slightly or sitting in a position that didn't match how Rachel remembered leaving it. Once, it was angled toward the door in a way that felt deliberate, though she couldn't explain why. Another time, it was closer to the edge of the bed than it should have been, as if it had been moved, but not enough to draw attention. Each time, Rachel found a reason for it. Avery had moved it, she had moved it, and it had shifted when something else was placed nearby. None of those explanations held for long, but they were enough to keep the thought from settling into anything more serious. Scott didn't see anything unusual about it. When Rachel mentioned it one evening, he gave the same answer she had already been telling herself. Things got moved. People forgot where they left things. It wasn't worth tracking something that small. Rachel agreed. There was no reason not to. But after that, she started paying closer attention. Not constantly, and not in a way that disrupted anything, but enough that she noticed when the doll didn't line up with what she remembered. It never moved while she was in the room. It never shifted in a way she could catch happening. It was always something she noticed afterward, a small difference that didn't match what she expected. One evening, she decided to be deliberate about it. She was in Avery's room putting away clothes when she noticed the doll sitting near the center of the bed, angled slightly toward the door. She paused for a moment, taking in the position of it, the way it was turned and where it sat in relation to everything else. Then she adjusted it herself, but she turned it so it faced the wall and placed it closer to the pillows, making a point of how it was positioned. She looked at it for a second longer than necessary, then finished what she was doing and left the room without touching anything else. Later that night, when she came back to check on Avery, the room was quiet and dark. Avery was asleep. Everything else looked the same, but the doll had turned. Not dramatically, not enough to seem impossible on its own, just enough to be wrong. Rachel stood there for a moment looking at it. There was no sound, no movement, nothing happening in the room that would explain how it had changed position. It was just a small adjustment, the kind that could still be explained if she wanted it to be. So she left it. She turned off the light and stepped back into the hallway, telling herself there was a reason she hadn't seen. But for the first time, that explanation didn't settle the way it had before. And that was when the doll stopped feeling like just another thing in the room. Started feeling like something she needed to keep track of. After that night, Rachel didn't bring it up again right away. There still wasn't enough there to make it into something real, at least not in a way she could explain to someone else. The doll had shifted position. That was all she could say for certain, and even then it relied on her memory of how she had left it. It was still possible she had turned it without thinking, or that Avery had moved it and simply forgotten. So instead of talking about it, she paid attention. Over the next several days, she kept track of the doll without making it obvious. She noticed where it was when she entered the room, how it was positioned when she left, and whether anything else had changed around it. The rest of the room remained consistent. Toys stayed where Avery left them, clothes stayed where Rachel put them, and nothing else shifted in a way that stood out. Only the doll. It never moved in a way that felt dramatic. It didn't end up across the room or in places that didn't make sense. It stayed on the bed most of the time, occasionally near the edge, occasionally closer to the pillows. The difference was always in how it was positioned. It would be turned slightly or sitting more upright than before or angled toward the door in a way that suggested intention without proving it. Each time Rachel found a way to explain it, that was easier at first. Avery could have gone into the room and moved it without remembering. Rachel could have adjusted it herself and not realized it. The house was still new enough that small things didn't always feel settled. It didn't take much to convince herself that she was just noticing something that had always been happening. That explanation started to wear thin when the timing stopped making sense. One afternoon, Rachel was in the hallway folding laundry while Avery was in the living room watching television. The bedroom door was open, and from where Rachel stood, she could see part of the bed. The doll was lying near the pillows, turned toward the wall. She noticed it without focusing on it, then went back to what she was doing. A few minutes later, she glanced up again. The doll was no longer facing the wall. It hadn't moved far. It was still in the same spot, still near the pillows, but it had turned just enough to be facing the doorway. Rachel didn't move right away. She stood there holding a shirt in her hands, trying to account for the change in a way that made sense. She hadn't heard anyone walk into the room. Avery hadn't left the living room. The house had been quiet enough that she would have noticed something. Still, she waited a few seconds longer as if something else might happen that would explain it. Nothing did. When she walked into the room, everything else was exactly the same. The bed hadn't been disturbed and nothing around the doll had shifted. It looked normal the way it always did, except for that one small difference. She picked it up and turned it again. placing it flat against the pillows and facing it directly toward the wall. She made sure it was stable, pressing it down slightly, so it wouldn't fall or shift on its own, then stepped back and looked at it for a second before leaving the room. A few minutes later, she came back, not because she expected anything to happen, but because she wanted to be certain of what she was seeing. The room hadn't changed. The doll had. It was no longer facing the wall. Rachel stood there longer this time. There was still no sound, no movement, nothing happening that she could point to as a cause. It was just a small adjustment, repeated in a way that no longer felt accidental. That was when she brought it up to Scott again. This time she didn't leave it open-ended. She told him exactly what she had seen, how she had left it, and how it had changed when no one had been in the room. Scott listened, then went in to look for himself. He picked up the doll and checked it the way someone might check for something loose or broken, turning it over in his hands as if there might be a simple explanation built into it. When he didn't find anything, he set it back on the bed. There wasn't anything about it that explained what Rachel had described, but there also wasn't anything that proved it couldn't be explained, and for a couple of days after that, Rachel tried to ignore it again. She stopped adjusting the doll. If it was out of place, she left it where it was. It was easier not to interact with it than to keep questioning something she couldn't prove. That worked for a little while, mostly because nothing happened that forced her to reconsider it. Then Avery noticed it. It happened at night after everything had settled and the house had gone quiet. Rachel had just finished tucking her in and was about to turn off the light when Avery hesitated. Instead of laying back down, she was looking at the bed. Not at Rachel, at the doll. Rachel followed her gaze without thinking, taking in the same details she had seen so many times already. The doll was sitting near the pillows, angled slightly toward the room, exactly where it had been a few minutes earlier. Nothing about it had changed. But Avery didn't look confused. She looked like she was noticing something. After a moment, she said something that Rachel hadn't expected. She said the doll didn't stay in the same place when the room was dark. The way she said it wasn't dramatic, it wasn't frightened or uncertain. It was simple, like she was pointing out something obvious that Rachel had somehow missed. Rachel asked her what she meant. Avery didn't elaborate much. She just repeated it in a different way, saying that it moved when the lights were off, but was always still when someone was in the room. Rachel stood there for a moment, trying to decide how to respond. There were still explanations she could reach for. Kids imagine things. Shadows changed in low light. It wasn't unusual for something to feel different in the dark than it did during the day. None of it had to mean anything beyond that. Still, it didn't feel the same as before. Up to that point, everything Rachel had noticed had been something she could question, something she could doubt if she needed to. Now someone else had seen it too, and they weren't questioning it at all. They were treating it like something that had already been happening. For a couple of days after that, things felt quieter, not in a way that suggested anything had changed, just in the sense that nothing new happened to draw attention back to it. The doll stayed where it was left, or at least it appeared that way, and Rachel found it easier not to check as often. If she wasn't looking for it, she didn't have to question it, and that made it easier to move through the house without thinking about it every time she passed Avery's room. That lasted long enough for it to feel like it might settle. Then it didn't. It started small again, in the same way it had before. Rachel would notice the doll in a slightly different position than she remembered, or angled toward the door in a way that felt familiar, but no longer surprising. The difference now was that she wasn't trying to explain it anymore. She saw it, registered it, and left it alone. The shift came when it stopped being limited to the doll. One evening, Rachel went into Avery's room to put away a stack of folded clothes. The doll was on the bed where it had been earlier, turned slightly toward the center of the room. Rachel didn't touch it. She set the clothes down, opened the dresser, and started putting things away one at a time. Nothing about the room felt different. That was what made the next moment stand out. She heard something behind her. It wasn't loud, it wasn't sharp or sudden. It was the kind of sound that would have gone unnoticed if she hadn't already been paying attention to that room more than usual. Something light shifting across fabric, just enough to register. Rachel turned. The doll hadn't fallen. It hadn't been knocked over, but it wasn't where it had been. It was still on the bed. still near the same spot, but it had moved closer to the edge. Not enough to suggest it had slid on its own, and not in a way that matched the angle of the mattress or anything around it. It looked like it had been adjusted. Rachel stood still for a moment, looking at it. There was no one else in the room. Avery was downstairs. Scott was in the kitchen. There hadn't been enough movement in the house to explain even a small shift like that. Still, she didn't react right away. She stepped closer, reached out, and moved it back toward the center of the bed. She turned it so it faced the wall again, the same way she had done before, then stepped back and watched it for a second longer than she needed to. Nothing happened. She finished putting the clothes away and left the room. That should have been the moment she said something, and instead she waited. Later that night, after Avery had gone to bed and the house had settled, Rachel mentioned it to Scott again. This time, she didn't try to frame it as something small or uncertain. She told him what she had seen while she was in the room, how it had happened while she was standing there, and how there hadn't been anything else that could have caused it. Scott didn't dismiss it. He didn't fully accept it either. But something about the way she described it was enough to shift his reaction. He went upstairs with her, the two of them standing in the doorway for a moment before stepping inside. The room looked the same as it always did. Avery was asleep. The rest of the room was still. The doll was on the bed, facing the wall. Scott walked over to it and picked it up. He held it for a second, then set it back down in the same place, adjusting it slightly, so it was more centered against the pillows. For a moment, neither of them said anything. There wasn't anything to say that would change what they were seeing. Then Scott did something Rachel hadn't expected. He picked it up again. This time he carried it out of the room. Rachel followed him into the hallway, watching as he walked past her and down the stairs without stopping. He didn't explain what he was doing. He didn't need to. By the time he reached the bottom of the stairs, Rachel already knew he was getting it out of the house. He didn't make it into a big moment. He didn't say anything to Avery the next day, and he didn't try to explain it in a way that would make it feel serious. He just removed it. He put it in the car, drove it back into town, and dropped it off without much thought beyond the fact that it didn't belong in their house anymore. When he came back, he acted like it was done, and for a couple of days, it felt like it might be. Avery didn't mention the doll. The room felt normal again, or at least closer to it than it had before. Rachel went in and out of it without the same hesitation she had started to feel. Nothing moved. Nothing shifted. There was nothing to draw attention back to it. It would have been easy to believe that whatever had been happening was tied to the doll after all. Rachel was in the kitchen standing at the counter when she heard something from the hallway. It was the same kind of sound she had heard before, light and subtle. Something shifting just enough to stand out, if you were listening for it. She turned, expecting to see something out of place. The hallway was empty. Nothing had moved. For a moment, she stayed where she was, waiting to see if something else would follow. When nothing did, she walked toward the hallway, her attention fixed on the space ahead of her. Avery's door was open, and the room looked exactly the same. The bed hadn't been disturbed. Nothing had been moved. There was no sign of anything being out of place, but something felt different. It's not stronger, just familiar. Rachel stood there for a moment, looking into the room that had felt off for days, then quiet, then normal again. Now it didn't feel normal. Felt the same way it had before. Just without the doll. That was when it settled. Whatever had been happening hadn't left with it. They didn't bring it back up as something they needed to figure out. They didn't try to explain it or assign a reason that would make it easier to understand. It was simpler than that, and in a way, harder to ignore. They had thought the doll was the problem. It had just been the first thing they noticed, and once they noticed it, they couldn't unnotice the rest.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.